Hello, I've decided to read a wonderful book for you, and I'm going to use this book too, like you, because I thought that this book is amazing and can help every single person. Maybe one page of this book be a wonderful guideline for a person. And I was amazed by this amazing book that is called The Rules of Life. This is a bestseller book, and its writer is Richard Templer. And I can see some sentences on the cover of this book, and it is a personal code for living a better, happier, more successful life. When I started reading this book, I thought to myself, oh, how amazing it is. And I can read this book for my followers, or if anybody don't listen to my voice, I can use this book for myself, and I improve my English with reading this book to myself. If you would like, you can like my voice. And today I'm going to read this amazing book for you. But first of all, I'm going to read about the life of the writer for you, because I'm going to know this writer. And also I'm going you to know this writer too. And let me start with some pages there are about the writer. And this is very amazing. This is very great book. If you wanna change your mind, if you wanna change something in your life, you can use the content of this book, and you can change something based on the content of this book for your life. And if you don't want to change something in your life, just you can bring calmness in your life by reading this book. It is amazing. It's very simple to understanding, and just I'm going to read this for you. Introduction. For reasons that are too long and complicated to go into here, I had to live with my grandparents for a couple of years when I was very young. They, like many of their generation, were hard-working, contented sort of people. My grandfather had taken early retirement owing to an industrial accident. A truckload of bricks fell on his foot, and my grandmother worked in a large department store in London. Having me dumped unexpectedly on her for a while obviously caused logistical problems. I was too young for school, and my grandfather wasn't to be trusted to look after me at home. Men didn't look after children in those days. My housings have changed. Her solution was to tuck me under her wing on some days, physically as well as metaphorically, as she smuggled me past managers and supervisors, and we went to work together. Now, going to work with Nan was fun. I was expected to keep quiet and still for long periods, and as I didn't know any different, assumed this was normal. I found that by watching customers often from my safe refuge under a huge desk. I could pass the time quite happily. Thus was born an immense appetite for people watching. My mother, later I went back to live with her, said it would never get me anywhere. I'm not so sure. You see, early in my career, observation of those around showed that there were a distinct set of behaviors that got people promoted. If there were two women of equal ability, for example, and one dressed though and behaved as if she had already been promoted, she would be the one who got the next available job at that next level. Putting these behaviors into practice gave me a fast track up the career ladder. These rules formed the basis of my book, Rules of Work, now a bestseller in its field. The beauty of all this is it is entirely down to personal choice. We all choose every day whether we are on the side of the angels or the beasts. The rules of life help you choose to be on the side of the angels, but it's not compulsory. Personally, when I go to sleep at night, I like to do a quick recap of my day, and then hopefully I can say to myself, yeah, good day, did okay, and feel proud of what I've achieved rather than feeling regretful and dissatisfied with my actions in life. I like to go to sleep feeling I've made a difference, been kind to people rather than hurting them, spread a little happiness, had some fun, and generally got nearer to 10 than 1 out of 10 for good behavior. The rules of life aren't about making lots of money and being incredibly successful. You might need to read this Rules of Work for that. It is quite simply about how you feel inside, how you affect people around you, what sort of friend, partner, and parent you are, you sort of impact you make on the world, and what sort of impression you leave in your wake. I regard my books sometimes a little like children. I pat them on the head, wipe their nose, and send them out into the world. I like to know how they've been received. So if the rules of life makes a difference to you, or you have a rule or two of your own that I've missed, I'm always interested in hearing from you. You can email me at, and we have here the name of the writer, and I read the introduction for you, and the writer spoke and wrote about his childhood. And he was going us to know him in this way. And from this moment on, maybe if I have time, I start reading this great and amazing book for you. For example, we have in the rule first. And this book is Keep It Under Your Hat. The title of this part and the first rule is Keep It Under Your Hat. If you are not tired, I'm going to read this rule for you. And we have some bold words at the end of this rule that is... it's about one paper and two pages. Don't preach, propagate, or even mention this. Don't preach, propagate, or even mention this. This is the important point of the rule one. And keep it under your hat is the first rule. But in another podcast, I would like to read this rule for you. I hope you enjoyed this book like me, and maybe see you next day that I will be reading the first rule for you from this amazing book. If you wanted to buy this book and read this book with me, you can do it, and we can start reading this book together while I'm reading every single rule in every single podcast for you. You can follow me when I'm reading. Thank you for being with me. See you in the next podcast. Thank you.